You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. Last week, I sat down with the Grammy Award-winning artist Melanie Fiona, and we had a really great conversation around becoming a mother, childbirth, the romanticized version of it versus what really actually happens. And she shared that one of the things that she really, really learned through that process is surrendering. She really had to really take that and hold on to it because it has become kind of a guiding word for her in parenting and in life. And man, that is just so, so true. I think even for me, that surrendering, learning to surrender to the process of what is happening in front of me and not what I think should happen, has been one of the biggest lessons that I have had to learn in motherhood and am constantly learning. As motherhood changes, as life changes, it's just a constant process of learning to surrender and let go. I feel as though so many of us have these romanticized ideas of what motherhood will look like, of what we will be like as mothers, is what our children are going to be like as our children. And that is never, ever, ever, ever what actually happens in real life, because you could never imagine all of the things that could possibly come up or happen in your journey in motherhood. But we hold on to these romanticized ideas of who we're supposed to be or how this is supposed to happen. And if anything goes off track or doesn't follow those ideas, it's as if we have failed in the process or didn't do something right, or we're terrible mothers because we don't live up to who we thought we were going to be before we actually had children. Which is ridiculous. I mean, it's just ridiculous because you don't really know what you've gotten yourself into for this motherhood thing until you're deep in it. Like thinking, what the hell did I just do? Deep in it. And I have discovered for myself over the time that the more that I surrender to what is actually happening and not trying to hold myself to what I thought was supposed to happen, the easier this stuff becomes. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying it gets easier when we accept that we are only in so much control. We cannot control who our children are. We cannot control their personalities, how they're going to react to us. We can't always control how we're going to feel in a situation. We can't control the 20 million things that you would never imagine are going to come up on a constant basis. From giving birth to raising those children to they're up and out of your house. And that applies across life, across the board. We have to learn how to surrender. And man, it's just an ongoing process. Like every time something comes up that seems to like smack you in the face, this is not what I wanted, this was not how I expected this to go. It's every time you have to go through that process of accepting and surrendering. And sometimes it takes longer. And sometimes we're like, okay, I got this. I see this is not happening the way I want it to. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to let go. But I mean, in our marriages, it happens. Just in day-to-day life, like Last night, I'm pretty sure my 13-year-old broke his toe because he was roughhousing and being ridiculous after I told him a million times to stop. And so instead of me being able to go be home today and get the work that I had planned to get done today, I'm having to readjust everything so I can take him to the doctor to get his toe x-rayed. I could be mad about it and frustrated because I told him a million times to stop. But, you know, especially at that age, their brains don't work. He didn't. And now this is the situation. And all I can do is just, okay, it is what it is. Let me just let go of the idea of what I was supposed to do today and just surrender to this process. Otherwise, I'm just going to be stressed out, pissed off, fussing at him. And hey, accidents happen. I mean, and that's just a minor example of all the things that just happen. It's life. Life happens. And the more that we try to fight against it and push our own expectations on it, I think the harder it is, because we're human. We are never going to live up to these ideal romanticized versions of how we think things should go. And like Melanie shared about her birth, and she had this whole idea of the natural birth and using her doula, and she got preeclampsia, and that is just not how it happened for her. But for her, she initially felt like a failure because she felt like she wasn't able to do it the way it was supposed to happen because she was attached to that idea. And she really talks about, you know, having to surrender to that and let that go and realize that we don't always get what we want. And 99.9% of the time, we are not going to get the version that we imagined it to be. Oh my God, especially in motherhood. I mean, you have these little personalities and little immature minds and bodies that you're trying to deal with on a daily basis. You are not going to be that perfect mom. That mom does not exist. Surrender to that. Let it go. Because the more that you compare yourself to that romanticized version, the worse you're going to feel as a mom. And I find the more that I let that go and I surrender and I forgive myself and I allow myself to be in the moment where I am, the easier all of it gets. The less stress I feel, the less I tend to beat myself up because you know what? It is what it is. That is often my motto. When the shit hits the fan, it is what it is. Okay, what do I do from this point forward? I've yelled at my kids. I've messed up in my marriage. My husband and I aren't getting along. The house is a mess. I'm not accomplishing anything for myself. Okay, here's where we are right now. The faster we can accept the reality of where we are and surrender to that, the faster we can move forward. And man, I'm going to tell you, that lesson for me continuously slaps me in the face. It's not like, oh, I got this, no problem. I can surrender from this point forward. And I know it's going to come up time and time and time again. And each time I'll have to relearn how to surrender in those situations. And I just hope that maybe there's someone out there today that has been beating themselves up because things are not the way you wanted them to be or the way that you thought they should be. I truly hope that you can hear this message and know that that is the case for every single person. That is the case in motherhood across the board. It never happens the way you want to, or I should say it rarely happens the way you want to. We never, when we think about how it should happen, we never add in, oh, this one might be in a mood and this might happen today and I may be tired, my children may be hungry. There are just so many things that can come up that can change what we thought would be the perfect day, the perfect birth, the perfect marriage. It just don't exist. So man, when she said that learning to surrender is what motherhood has taught her, it's like, girl, you better preach, because yes, yes. On a daily basis, take a deep breath. I'm talking about for myself. I have to take a deep breath and surrender. My kids don't want to cooperate in the morning. We're running late. Let it go. Let it go. Just a constant, constant process that I know will continue all the way up until they get out of my house, and then I'll have to surrender to the fact that they're not here anymore. It's just constant throughout life in everything, and especially in motherhood. So if you are that mom out there beating yourself up because things are not the way that you thought they should be, or you are not the mother that you thought you should be, none of us are. So stop now. Surrender to what is happening now, and then find the way to move forward. Because, like I always say, mama, you are not alone. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on The Mom Forum.